Welcome to The Babblery, conversations where we explore the knowledge, opinions, passions, and obsessions of my guests. This is Suki Wessling, and today's program was recorded for Talk of the Bay on KSQD 90.7 FM Santa Cruz, California, streaming online at www.ksqd.org. Welcome to Talk of the Bay, KSQD's local talk program brought to you every weekday at 5 p.m. I'm your host, Suki Wessling, and today I welcome three guests who work in the cannabis industry. Molly, Ginger, and Mo have a few things in common, but most strikingly, they are women working in an industry that was illegal not too long ago. They all work with non-intoxicating cannabidiol products, otherwise known as CBD, and that's a good thing because I have a little trouble saying that word. So today we'll explore how they got where they are, why they're so enthusiastic about CBD for health, and how their lives as women intersect with their work. Molly Hildenbrand is a plant lover who loves to grow and use medicinal herbs. She worked in the natural products industry for almost three decades and started Bee Rooted Botanicals here in Felton, a CBD herbal company, 4.5 years ago. Welcome, Molly.
Hello. Hi. Thank you.
Ginger Dawn is the mother of a teenager who lives with epilepsy and thrives because of cannabis along with a healthy lifestyle. She is the founder of Blossom Vitality, offering nourishment through food and cannabis consulting. Ginger is also the VP of sales for three cannabis brands. Welcome, Ginger.
Thank you, Suki. Wonderful to be here with all of you.
And Mo George Payette began her career as a plant-based chef, then transitioned into 33 years in the natural products industry as an advocate for ethically sourced and sustainable products and organizations. She runs Momo's, which produces chocolate and other CBD-enhanced products. Welcome, Mo.
Thanks so much for having us, Suki. I'm so excited to get together with these women and you.
I'm excited to have the three of you here and here virtually. We are talking over great distances, and that's a wonderful thing to be able to bring people together and talk about something that you are all passionate about. So all three of you have chosen to form companies selling or consulting about CBD, which is a chemical found in cannabis. CBD, unlike its better known cousin THC, isn't used for recreational purposes because it doesn't have any known psychoactive attributes. But what CBD is used for is the first thing I'd like to explore today. So, Ginger, would you start us off by explaining how you initially used CBD for your daughter's condition and why you became a consultant for others?
Yes, sure. Unfortunately, my daughter started to present with epileptic, with seizures when she was quite young, actually at the age of a year and a half. And so at that point, I started looking into plant medicine and natural ways to combat this. The doctors were talking to us about medicine, and we were, you know, just in a discovery phase when she was a year and a half old. And so as we started looking at different things, we certainly looked at drugs for epilepsy, and most of them were personality changing. And the side effects were so incredibly long and horrific, especially as a new parent looking at, you know, giving your child this medicine, that it was really clear we needed to find something that wasn't going to be so harsh on her system. And yet the seizures continued, and we really did need to find something. Mm-hmm. So we ended up consulting with other families that had been using cannabis, had been using CBD, and in some cases a combination of cannabinoids. And those parents consulted with me at the early, you know, these early stages of my daughter's life, and we were able to start to find good medicine for her with CBD ratios, as well as working with some pharmaceuticals. So that combination eventually brought her to a place where she was living in a healthy way and not having so many seizures.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you chose to go that route, because I think that there's a lot of maybe belief out there that people who choose herbal remedies and treatments might forego Western medicine altogether, but you didn't.
Mm-mm. No, absolutely not. I mean, and I think that I like to look at life as, right, like a spectrum in general. And we're always looking at how to be healthier, how to be better, but we've got to admit and look at where we're at. And to me, using all the tools of medicine is really important. You know, we don't live in a bubble. And I think that there are some good medicines, and I'm grateful for the advancement that, you know, neurology has taken. That said, there's also a lot of challenges with those medications. And I think that I'm hoping that medicine starts to look at those side effects and also look at plant medicine and how it can help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I, you know, it's interesting what you were saying, that you consulted with other parents and started experimenting with levels and combinations, because one of the things that is different about treating with herbal solutions that are not as well defined as a pharmaceutical product that has gone through testing and they know exactly what it does, is that you're going to have to do a little experimentation, right?
Yes, and especially then. So now my daughter's 16. So this was, you know, 15, 14 years ago. But thankfully, actually, there's been a lot of advancement in with practitioners using cannabinoids and working with medications. And just to say, one of the doctors that helped us tremendously, we found her when Cypress was five, was Dr. Bonnie Goldstein. And she's a leading cannabis doctor in California. She's an MD. She's written a book, and she's incredible. So she talks about the ranges that we see with dosing for specific conditions. So we are at the point now where we do have, you know, enough information. It's anecdotal, but it's enough to help people where, you know, when we were doing it, it was so long ago.
Yeah. And you had a baby. So that's a little different than being an adult and saying, I have pain, I'm going to see if this much works.
Exactly. So it was so scary to even give my daughter, you know, and we did a ratio of cannabis. It was mostly CBD, but it was a ratio. And so it was scary, because all I grew up on, you know, during the war on drug time, when they would show that commercial of the egg frying in the frying pan. And I believed that. And while there are so many studies that show, there's real studies that show that's not true, there's a ton of anecdotal evidence that shows it's not true, yet still, even I had a hard time overcoming that when I was going to give this medicine to my daughter. But I'm so grateful I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd love to explore that more as we go along. Mo, I wanted to ask you, and one of the things that I notice with these products is the different modes of delivery, and your products are largely edible, whereas Molly's are creams and oils. And I'll give Molly a chance to talk in a minute, but can you explain the different ways that people can use CBD and what you attracted you? This is sort of a crazy question. What attracted you to chocolate as a medium?
So I have always been very passionate about ethically sourced cacao. And my time when I was in retail, director of purchasing / CEO at a Mother's Market, we took very seriously. I wanted to know every product that was on the shelf. And I just became so passionate about knowing that the people harvesting had a direct tie to our shelves. And I knew that the first thing I was going to do, because there were a lot of oils coming out when CBD first hit the retail market, I took myself to a number of facilities. I went to Manitoba. There were not a lot of states at the time growing hemp/CBD, industrial hemp, mm-hmm. and went and explored there, went over to Colorado, explored a couple facilities there, and I wanted to put my two passions together. I became obsessed with learning everything about CBD that I could, particularly industrial hemp, because I wanted to create a product that had zero THC, which is why I use broad spectrum CBD in my products. And I wanted to combine the two.
I'm going to interrupt you just a little bit because sure. you're using terms I want to make sure that our listeners understand.
Oh,
so when you say industrial hemp and the spectrum of what's in it, can you explain what that is?
Sure. So the Farm Bill passed just a few years ago, allowing more states as they come to the ability to grow industrial hemp, which actually it was grown years and years ago historically, not just in the U.S. And so it's what we like to call it a cousin to the cannabis family. And it's grown. Its stalk is used for rope. There are a number of things for each part of the plant, the seeds, the oil. And so this basically the THC has pretty much been bred out of it. Generally, if you have a full spectrum CBD, you're allowed in the states right now to have 0.3% THC. Mm-hmm. But because most of my customer base is the natural, that I, you know, I eat, breathe, and sleep the natural products industry. So I wanted to have a product that customers wouldn't worry about the testing when they ingest it. So when you combine the ethically sourced cacao, and my cacao comes from Peru, I tested cacao from all over the world and loved just the taste of the Peruvian cacao. So when you combine the theobromine and the natural magnesium and that wonderful feeling you get when you bite slowly and enjoy a bite of chocolate, coupled with the broad spectrum CBD, you just get this wonderful feel-good product. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I was going for. I want it, honestly, for anyone, just wanted to give you that moment where you enjoy and slowly bite chocolate that melts in your mouth and it's just as blissful. And, uh-huh. and that was what the vibe I was going for.
Okay. So in your case, you're not looking at strictly medicinal use.
Correct. I think that we all, and look at the last few years.
Yeah.
I mean, we all need to take a moment and breathe a little deeper. I have people who are using the chocolate at the end of their breathwork and Reiki sessions after yoga for grounding. People need to feel good. And honestly, it's not so much medicinal, although I will say, and we always have to be very careful not to make health claims, mm-hmm. but I do have people who do feel great and feel it does alleviate. We have to tread cautiously when we use the word pain. Mm-hmm. I'm not prescribing, but it does alleviate pain because it works with your nervous system. Mm-hmm. So you do feel good, and it could lessen some tightness in your nerves. I'll put it that way, to be bland and generic.
Okay. Yes, I understand the need to be bland and generic. So Molly, moving to you, you were knowledgeable about medicinal herbs before you started your current business. So can you explain how your company combines herbs into different products?
Yes. I started making products, mostly body care products, lip balms, two decades ago when I moved to Santa Cruz, which was when Prop 215 passed in California. So I was excited that medical marijuana was legal here, and I was just on the brink of that. And also loving other medicinal herbs, just plants that are weeds in our yards or found in the forest, wildcrafted. Plants are so amazing, and they all contain medicinal properties. And there's always some some plant for some every condition. So, I like CBD and cannabis a lot, but I also like other plants. So that's what my company is focused on, is just the blends of other medicinal plants too.
Mm-hmm. And you are focused on topical solutions. How does CBD work topically?
It is absorbed efficiently through the skin. It doesn't have to go through the digestive system or, you know, right into the bloodstream directly. It goes through the skin transdermally. So, and it works great that way.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd like to interject that also taking it with some chocolate is a good idea, whether you use a cream or not.
Oh, yeah. Always.
In the bath. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
magnesium bath crystals with CBD and chocolate.
Ah, okay. And some nice smelling candles.
Yep.
We have to have the whole thing here. Though this being California, I don't actually take baths anymore. But if they let me put the crystals in the hot tub at my club, that would be excellent. So to get back to the serious portion of this, I wanted to ask you, Molly, to go a little deeper into what CBD does and what the herbal things that you use do, because when you look up information, and Mo pointed out that part of this is legal, that you're not allowed to say that there's a specific medicinal property, but there's always this phrase, further research is needed or something like that. What do we know about what CBD does, and is there any drawback? Is there any danger to using it in the amount that you might buy from someone, a company like yours?
Well, using it topically is different than taking it internally always. Topically, it doesn't do, even if you put THC on your skin, you have to put it in really high quantities. I mean, super concentrated oil to feel a psychoactive effect. And even that, I think, is rare in people.
Mm-hmm.
So CBD does absorb through the skin, and it works to alleviate pain. And Mo's right, you know, just the whole natural products industry has been scrutinized so much for making claims about things. You know, So many pharmaceuticals can have commercials about everything they do, and they can say everything stops pain. And we have to be really careful about saying this. So, but the feedback we get from customers and people who use our products and other products too, I know it works. That's the anecdotal evidence we have. So there's so much of that. But even lately, you know, the last 5 or 10 years, CBD and all the cannabinoids have been studied more and more, and we're learning so much more about them all the time. And they're amazing what they do. I mean, it inhibits bacteria. It's been known to inhibit bacteria. CBD bone helps with bone growth, you know, cancer, tumors, pain, inflammation. It's just across the board. There's been proven so many benefits from it that it's certainly worth a try for any condition, and even to take every day in your chocolate, just because it's so good for so many things. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I can attest to the efficacy of it for painful joints, because that's how I got connected with you, Molly. So it certainly seems to work for me to put it on my arthritic fingers. We are going to take a short break, and we will be right back with more Talk of the Bay. Let's move to the business aspect of what you do. And Molly, I understand that your decision to choose CBD as your company's focus had partly to do with business considerations, because CBD products, unlike other cannabis products, can be sold outside of dispensaries. Can you give us a little roadmap of the business of cannabis products?
Cannabis products were sold in dispensaries only from, you know, the late 90s up until 2016, when the adult recreational Prop 64 passed here in California. And dispensaries carried them, and CBD was not really available in the open market. You didn't see it in health food stores, or even where it is now, and gas stations and whole stores that sell CBD. I mean, there's a whole CBD stores all over the place too. But a few years ago, when the Prop 64 passed, people who wanted to sell, people who sold in the dispensaries found regulations were really stringent and highly regulated. And I have several friends, including the company that I was working for at the time, where I made topicals for them, that have gone out of business because of the taxes and the regulations that were required to be sold in the dispensaries in the market. And I was working in a health food store at the time, and you know, it took at first, probably 7-8 years before that, we tried to bring CBD products in, and people didn't know what they were, and they were too expensive, and it just required so much education. And then around 2017, when that passed, and businesses, small mom and pop businesses, were having trouble keeping up with the taxes and regulations and everything that needed to be that was required to be sold in the dispensaries. And I thought it was a good time to bring CBD back into the health food stores where I worked. And so that's when I started my business, because it didn't require all those regulations. Now it does.
Okay.
Again. But,
so what happened
but
in the
then
meantime?
It didn't. Now there's another, California passed another another bill that we all need to register and file and pay to be a part of, to have the business. So, but it did allow CBD to gain some traction with people who wouldn't normally have tried it, I think, because a lot of the customers at the stores where I worked wouldn't have gone to a medical marijuana dispensary, but they are already in their health food stores buying food and herbs, and they love herbs for other reasons. And to see that CBD is just like one of those, I think that really helped.
Mm-hmm. So, Mo, your business is in edibles. Do you have extra, any sort of extra things on top of what Molly is facing as far as the regulations go?
Oh, well, we face the health department. So we each have our own little conundrums. And honestly, it has been it's still an uphill climb. It's state by state, and within the state, it's city by city. I have some chains of stores, and some of them I can be on the shelves and others I cannot. Some put me in wellness, some put me in grocery. But there, when I first launched, which was just over 3 years ago, there were some stores that the health department came in, did not understand what my product was all about, and had them pull it. So I had, and again, the whole, back to Molly's point, is the difference between when you're ingesting something versus putting it on topically. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, no, I left a really good job to start this company. I'm going to make sure you need to have my product. Honestly, just it's come full circle where now AB 45 has passed, and it's allowing for more wiggle room. But we are not done with legislation by any means. And it is state by state and within the state, city by city, county by county sometimes. So it's a challenge. And again, you know, my goal is, you know, cool, vibey juice bars and natural products, you know, health food stores, essentially. And it's a challenge all around. And I even have I have a human grade dog biscuits, because I launched them before the 4th of July a couple of years ago to help chill out the doggies. And it really is effective. I mean, we need these products in our lives. And I did come out with a gummy, which has added magnesium glycinate, because some people, believe it or not, I had to face the fact not everyone wants chocolate. So,
what is wrong
but
with
those
them?
Are in supplement. See, so, and they're labeled supplement. My bars, to me, they're a food, and I label those nutrition facts. But I changed the label to say hemp extract instead of CBD. It's made a world of difference on who will pick me up because of the edible aspect of the product.
That's really interesting. So they actually care about the word that you're using. So hemp extract is
more benign.
More benign. Interesting. Very interesting. I wanted to continue with the business for just a minute, and I'm going to get to you, Ginger. But first,
I love it. This is great. Thank you.
First, I wanted to bring up another thing that I know that has the businesses have faced, which is with banking. Have either of you, Molly or Mo, faced issues with banking?
So the magic of the DBA, and I'm sure that all of us are approached regularly by people who offer quote unquote safe banking. You know, we specialize. It's all still very suspect. I've been cut off from Venmo. I've been cut off from PayPal. And there are other things that I'm probably going to have to be really careful of. But I do have a bank, but... I also have a consulting firm, so I'll leave it at that.
Okay,
George Fan Consulting.
Yeah,
which helps my banking.
It's a really difficult. I mean, when you think about it, we want businesses to do things on the up and up, and then we say, "But you can't have a regular bank." That seems to be problematic. What have you run into, Molly?
It took me a year and a half to find a credit card merchant that would accept payments for my website. And so I started with two different ones who later dropped me. And I was upfront that I was selling CBD. And they said yes. And then they turned around and dropped me after that. So finally, now we have one, and thankfully that came into effect right in the winter of 2020, which was when people were all at home and wanting to order things online more. So the timing worked out for us on that. As far as banking, you know, invoicing, even in the name of my company, I don't mention CBD. I mean, if someone goes on the website, they see it's CBD. But like Mo said, Venmo, PayPal, Shopify, I don't know if Square, I don't know if any of these things have changed since then, because I hope and I hear that things are becoming a little more open. And realizing that some of us are trying to do business legitimately, you know, we want to be considered as a regular business. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing magical it's magical, plants are magic, but there's nothing entirely risky on the products we're making, you know. We're trying to help people and get good products into people's hands who need them. We're not trying to sell drugs out on the street underhanded. You know, we want to be upfront, but But we do, there is a fine line, and it is risky just in the legal banking business part of it. You know, I remember when I first started, I was kind of prepared for any moment someone could come and say, no, you can't do this, or no, you know, this isn't. And so far it's worked and been great. And we've sold a lot of products and people love them. So I'm reaffirmed daily that I'm doing the right thing and that this is meant to be, and getting these products out to people to help them feel better.
Yeah. And I think that the, you know, one of you mentioned the frying egg earlier. There's still really this stigma, and that banks are afraid in part because of that stigma that still exists, even though CBD has been separated from the psychoactive part of the effects, you know, of the plant itself. So it's interesting that, you know, that stigma creeps into something like how you can take credit card transactions.
Yeah, and people find that hard to believe, you know, people who, especially here in Santa Cruz or even California in general, people think, oh, that's yesterday's news, you know, that CBD is illegal. But we every day face those challenges just in trying to do business. So, it's unbelievable, but it's real.
Yeah. And Ginger, I wanted to move to you because I know that you are a VP of sales for a few brands. What have you run into on the business side?
Oh, my goodness. So much of everything that both Mo and Molly have said. You know, just 2 weeks ago, we had our MailChimp shut down. Which
MailChimp, we did too.
You did too.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, for no reason, nothing, you know, offensive. It was all just your regular informational, educational type of mailing. But it's because, and they told us they won't work with cannabis companies. So how that spills over as as we're differentiating the two of cannabis and CBD as now those two industries are sort of forming on their own, it still spills over. I mean, banking is extremely challenging for us. About half of our customers in California, and now I'm just speaking about the dispensaries, but about half pays us in cash.
Wow.
And so the cost of doing business, and I'm hearing this, you know, from Molly and Mo, and I'm like, wow, it's still hard, even as a CBD company, or certainly as a cannabis company, there's so many barriers just to doing regular business, like banking and sending out, you know, an email blast. It's much more expensive for us to operate, just to operate, not even looking at the taxes. Really challenging. So yes, we are faced with those situations and heavily regulated. You know, the cannabis industry is regulated so heavily, it's more than organic food. We've even done tests where we'll test and I'm just to say, I'm in very good company here with my like-minded health food legacy folks. I come from that industry too. I know Mo and we go way back. We met on an herb farm in North Carolina. Yeah.
That's great. Given your work, I wanted to delve a bit deeper on the question of how being women has informed how you approach your business, how your business intersects with your personal life, and how other people you meet in the course of doing your work perceive you and your work. And I'm going to start with you, Molly, because I know that not only do you have a woman-owned business, but you work with your sister and all your employees are women. So describe what a day in your business is like.
It's amazing. It's a dream job. I love it. I'm so grateful for my life and this business and my employees who are also my best friends. It's great. We eat our meals together. We cook in our little tiny toaster oven really good vegan meals every day and sit down and eat together. We are on a day-to-day basis. We have a great time. We listen to great music and just have a really great time. And we are so grateful. We love our accounts, the stores that we're in. You know, we try to visit our stores as much as we can. And we're just grateful for what we get to do, and especially making these products that help people. And we hear every day, we're joking, but we're not, that we need to get a little bell that we ding every time we get a testimonial. That's amazing, because we'd be dinging it all the time, you know, and that just is what makes us do what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so it's all worth it. And I love working with these great women.
It's an interesting question, you know, that there's historically women have been in helper sort of jobs, careers, and that this is a continuation of that to a certain extent, that you are in healing. Do you feel that that's an accident or something that you bring to that as a woman?
I think it is. I used to think I was lucky and I was in the right place at the right time. And I've changed that perspective to, I've worked my whole life to be here. Mm-hmm. My sister and I were best friends growing up, and we live on an off-grid property together up in the hills of Ben Lomond. And we work together now here at Be Rooted. And when we were little, we had an imaginary game where we owned a hotel, and it was the Flower Hotel. Yeah. And it didn't exist, but we looked out of our window and pretended there was this high-rise hotel right in the field next to us. Mm-hmm. And each floor had a different flower name. And that was our business that we owned together. And so it's kind of cool now that we're in our late 40s and we're running a business together.
You're running the Flower Hotel.
Yeah, kind of. It's not a hotel, but it's, you know, we've been business women together for our whole lives. So
that's really
working
cool.
in the natural stores, you know, and making herbs, mm-hmm. herbal medicine, and going to the Women's Herbal Symposium, and all that leading up to starting this business at the right time. So grateful.
I am speaking with CBD-related business owners Molly Hildenbrand of Be Rooted Botanicals, Ginger Dawn of Blossom Vitality, and Mo George Payette of Momo's. And I wanted to move to you, Ginger, because you came to cannabis as a mother trying to help her child. So can you talk a little bit about that and about the connection with your child? And you talked a bit about how you were hesitant to use pharmaceuticals that would possibly change her personality and have a deeper effect on her. How do you feel as a mother that your connection to using the CBD as a solution is rooted in your being a mother?
Yes. So, you know, as a mother, when your child is faced with a serious illness, it's hard to even explain what happens. I mean, it's life changing. And through that process of just all the emotions that you're going through, you become somewhat of a warrior and a strong advocate. And most of the parents that I've spoken to, whether it's they're dealing with cancer in their children or epilepsy, they feel this sense of, you know, strong advocacy and ways to forage through to make sure that we're making the best decisions. Because as you mentioned, it's different when it's yourself. So as a mother, you know, I had to really tap in and connect with what I knew was true and right. And as we mentioned, that was, you know, I've been in the natural product industry for a long time, and I live a natural lifestyle. But so I needed to connect with what was true for me, but also what was presenting itself at the time. and work with everyone, with all practitioners. You know, it was hard because we did try some of those medications and we did see my daughter, you know, go through one that is particularly common is Keppra. And while it can help some people, it has some really strong side effects. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, we watched my daughter change into, you know, something that she wasn't. And that's when we realized, I mean, you know, that was also during this discovery time when we said, okay, we need to look at other alternatives. So I think, you know, it was such a heavy time, and also one where I feel like I was building my resilience and strength as a parent warrior for advocate for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And grateful, like I said, for the parents that helped, and then eventually finding information like on Project CBD, where there's a lot of information to help people with their different ailments. And that helped me. It was a guiding light because even during the 215 days, you know, before the legalization, there was a lot of information that Project CBD was putting out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Mo, what do you notice about being a woman in front of a CBD business?
You know, it's interesting that all three of us cut our teeth in the natural products industry. And, you know, there are many women. I mean, it's woman driven, I feel. I mean, I came from a retail outlet called Mother's Market and Kitchen. And, you know, nonetheless, it's always been difficult to be looked at seriously as a woman in business. It's just the way it is, no matter how confident you are. But where my passion comes from is I know for a fact, if I'm walking around, it doesn't matter where I am, and to a fault, I know I can make people feel better. First, they look at the package, and the package has a grinning sun and a grinning moon that obviously have had some CBD because their grin's all crooked. and I want to, I know that, you know, my purpose is that I need to make people feel good about themselves. And that's my maternal instinct. I have kids. I actually have a couple grandkids, and they all love the product. Although kids, don't take it if you're under 18. Okay. But that's a joke. But I think that we never know who's listening. I think that knowing I can walk around, I'll go in the park and I'll have a bag of dog biscuits open and all the dogs come like I'm the Pied Piper. And again, this isn't anything except the real truth here. They love the products. It makes the dogs feel good. It makes the owners feel good seeing their dogs feel good. Mm-hmm. And then I give them the chocolates or the gummies. I feel like that's, as a woman in this industry, we can make a difference. We can make a difference in the way people feel. We can totally help de-stress a bit. We can help calm the nerves with all of our cannabidiol receptors in our body, feeling that and embracing that bliss that comes from appreciating these products. And topically as well, I love Molly's products. That's how we came to meet each other. I bought one of your early on products, and it, you know, it's amazing. And I think that, you know, we can change lives with our, you know, just natural, simple share of the natural products industry. So yeah. I feel like that is where the women make a difference in this industry.
So you said that it can be hard to be taken seriously, even if you are confident. Is there anything you do in particular to present yourself in a way that projects your sense of confidence?
Taking the high road and, right, just understanding that, you know, the reality is what you make it. And that old adage, which I love, is get behind me or get out of my way. So that mentality.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How about you, Molly?
Well, we love Jen Sincero. She's the writer of I Am a Badass, or You Are a Badass. And she has a whole series of badass books that really speak to us. We have her quotes all over our bathroom here. And I just want to say, you know, not only that and how we present ourselves or how we approach the world and with our and with CBD, which is a magical, great medicine, but it's also our, I think all of our three companies are, they really have that personal touch, you know, that we're all the owners that are really involved and we really care about our customers or what Mo just said, random people in the park, you know, we're really, when people often call, a lot of our customers are elderly and they don't know how to order online. And so they call and we listen to them for quite a while about what's going on and how they've used our products and how they help or try guiding them and which product to use or just helping them, you know, type in their correct numbers or, you know, we really have compassion and care for people in general and helping people. And that's really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Ginger, as far as your feel, you're repping other companies' products. Do you feel that you need to do anything in particular to present a certain face to the public?
You know, I like Mo said, I mean, I'm constantly sort of, I think we're constantly faced and I constantly see the way the expectations might be different, particularly in the workforce. But one thing that I do is I go back to what I do, and it's sort of exactly what Mo said. I mean, in that it's what I do, what I know, my internal wisdom, nobody can, you know, sort of take that from me or my experience. And so that's what I fall back on. When I'm faced with those kinds of situations, which happen more than I think we wish did. I mean,
I know that you three connected at conferences. How did you connect? How did you feel a connection given that you're sort of competitors?
I actually have not met Ginger yet, but yeah. I was calling another friend of mine and asking if she wanted to be on this show with me. And she said, you should talk to Ginger. And then Mo said, oh, Ginger, that's Ginger Dawn. And then my coworker and great friend Pam said, oh, Ginger Dawn, I know her. So three of my friends no Ginger. So that's cool. One day we'll really meet.
We really need to, Molly. And I've tried your products. I love it. I've loved Be Rooted. Yeah.
Yay.
So it's 1 degree of separation in the CBD industry.
And the natural product industry.
Well, there's that too, that you all come from that world as well. And those worlds are now overlapping. You know, there's this sense of, in our culture, of women being mean to each other, being not being supportive, and we really celebrate that in our media for sure, with, you know, mean girls and everything. I wanted to ask you, Molly, you were saying that you just have a lot of fun. Is there anything that you need to do to keep camaraderie, or do you just feel that your group works well together and you aren't having to do anything in particular?
Well, like I said, we eat together. So I think that that's important, making and sharing food, taking turns, bringing food and sitting down and eating a meal with real utensils together. You know, we do that every day. And we have gone on spa, you know, little spa trip together, taking a day off. But in general, no, I think we work really well together. And as far as just competition in the industry, I think the true people with true hearts and true intention, good intentions, there's room for all of us. And there's so many people in the world who need these types of products. And it's really just beginning to be known, even though it seems like here in California, especially here, you know, it seems that it's everybody knows about CBD and, oh, I tried that. Yeah, whatever. It's all CBD this, what, you know, that. But it is really just becoming known to a lot of parts of the world and a lot of parts of this country. So I think these products do need to get out to people for healing.
Okay, well, that's probably a good place to leave it. And I wanted to thank all three of you for coming on the show today, Molly, Ginger, and Mo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Suki. It's been lovely.
It has been great to talk to you.
You've been listening to The Babblery. Please visit www.babblery.com for links and information related to this podcast.